Howdy! Salutations, as one might say. It's me. It's been a while. I think the last podcast episode was January 2nd. It is April 6th at the time of recording this. Maybe I'll even get this, guys. Maybe I'll even get this episode out today. Can you believe that? That's insane. So, I'm gonna be fully honest with you. I just don't think it's my day. I don't think I'm gonna go all in. I'm just not feeling it. I'm not feeling like I'm gonna record an episode for an hour long. I think this is gonna be kind of old school. I'm just gonna tell you a little bit of a story, maybe. Just share some information for about 20 to 30 minutes. I think that's how I like it to be some of these days. It all depends. If I have a good enough topic, I could go on forever. But I think sometimes the nice little refreshing episodes that are like 25 minutes long are nice to just listen to, so I think we're gonna go with that. You've seen the title. I said that twice. And today, we're gonna be talking about quite the fascination. And listen, over time, I feel like everyone goes through like phases of hobbies and things and like, I don't know, when it comes to me, I kind of go all in for like one thing. So like it started off, I can't really remember, it was probably like monster trucks or Hess trucks, if you've ever heard of them, look them up, they're cool. Or just like cars or something when I was like, I'd say zero to seven, that was my thing. Or zero to six, like cars and trucks and stuff were my thing. And I dabbled with drawing. We had a random home video that we found, and I'm like 3 years old, and I say in the camera that I want to be on YouTube and that I'm super schmooper good of art. I think that's pretty ironic. I think that's exactly foreshadowing to the rest of my life, not gonna lie. Anyway, yeah, 0 to 6 maybe it was that, and then I think 7 to like 11 was Copic markers, or maybe like 7 or 8. Sorry. Okay, I'm gonna think about this. I don't know what was going on at my 7 years old age. I think that was just the year of diabetes, because I didn't do anything that year, I swear to God. So I'd say maybe like 8.5 or 9 to 11 was the Copic marker phase. I was absolutely obsessed. And you know what? I still dabble. I have the Copic markers in my basement. I still make stuff. It's still fun. Good times. And now from like 12 to 13 so far, it's been like the whole camera YouTube kind of thing. Now, I'm not saying this is my Copic marker level obsession at the moment, but for some reason, ever since I was a tiny child, I've always wanted to have a typewriter, and I don't know what that is. I don't know what sparked that idea in my brain or how that came about as a child. I don't even know how I knew about a typewriter. I grew up with computers, as you probably know. I'm a 13-year-old child. I grew up with a Wii and a computer in my home that didn't work well, but it was there. Like, I grew up using keyboards, so I don't know where the whole idea of a typewriter came about, but it did, and ever since then, I've just been obsessed. And I don't know what it was, but it took me forever to realize that I actually wanted a typewriter. And I don't know why I want a typewriter. This poses an interesting question. I've thought about it. I don't know what it is. I don't know what the specialty of a typewriter is. Honestly, I was searching around the interwebs, and I found some interesting conversation, like, on Reddit and stuff, and I just searched up, like, just what's a good typewriter to buy, like, on Google, and it brought up, like, a typewriter thread on Reddit, and it was kind of about, like, starting with typewriters and saying that you don't need the greatest typewriter in the world to get started, because most people who buy typewriters are buying it for the experience, and almost, like, the feeling, or just, like, the authenticity of typing on like, a, I don't know, just a ancient machine, almost, I don't know, it's just, for me, it's just more fun, and I just always have an urge to just like, do all my work and all of the random things that I do on my typewriter. Spoiler alert, I do have a typewriter now, and we'll get to that. So yeah, I'm not sure what the whole thing here was. I really don't know. Like, I mean, it's just kind of like, I saw one. I guess I just have a thing for old machines and stuff, because I've always wanted a record player. I've always wanted a sewing machine. Not that that's ancient, but I've just wanted a sewing machine. I guess that kind of counts. I don't know. Is that kind of like 90s, 80s? I don't know. I've always wanted a record player, sewing machine, typewriter. Those are just the three things. I like using old machines, and I love going thrifting. I love thrift stores and finding the old ancient stuff they have there. It's a great time. That's where I got my typewriter. Again, spoiler alert. We'll get to that. again, back to this. When I look at, like, a typewriter, I don't know what makes me feel like, oh, that's cool, I want that. Like, I don't know what how that ever happened, but maybe it is that the experience, like, the actual, like, tangible experience of typing. Like, I don't know. The keyboard I have now for my Mac, it's boring. I'll give you that. It's very boring. It doesn't make a nice clicky sound. Oops, what in the world did I just do? Oh my god. Okay, well, I'm gonna give you a nice ASMR of my keyboard sounds. It's horrible. I'll warn you, but here you go. Ready? Can you hear that? I don't even know. Okay, I don't know if you hear that, but hopefully you could. Honestly, oh my god, it's all the way up. Yeah, I don't know if you could hear that. Hopefully you could. I'm not really sure. That's the point, though. My keyboard isn't great. It doesn't make a nice sound. It doesn't feel great. It's like an electric... I don't know. How do I explain this? It's got, like, weird shallow squares that you type on. It's just not fun. It's not, like, interesting. There's no nice sound. There's no nice feeling. It's not clicky. It doesn't sound good. I said that a lot. I just don't like it. It's a bad, not fun, boring, stupid, horrible, terrible, just repulsive experience to type on an Apple keyboard. Now, the old Apple keyboard for the Macs, previously from like 2017, I think, had a more clicky keyboard, so I'll give you the thing for that. Now, I don't know if you can actually hear a difference on your end, but I can in life. It feels a lot better on that keyboard. So maybe I always wanted the experience of typing on a typewriter. That could be what it was. Anywho, it kind of just, like, it vanished from my mind. I don't know if that's ever happened to you, but when you're a kid and you have a random thought or dream or longing of some sort, I forgot about it for a long time. In the back of my mind... Like, I would see a typewriter. I mean, you don't often see a typewriter, ever. Like, I don't know. Sometimes, it could be at a thrift store, but I didn't start going to... The first time I went to a thrift store was, like, this year, and it was a great time. I love thrift stores. It was so much fun. You could see them there. I mean, that's where I got mine, at least. Maybe on TV. Very rarely. Like, I actually have a funny story. Golly. I told a few people, like, in my... Like, some of my friends that I... It's just I know from classes that I had a typewriter or whatever. Like, one day we were talking about typing or something on a keyboard and how our iPad keyboards are really bad. And I'm like, oh yeah, my typing's all messed up. I use a typewriter, so my fingers, like, I only type with my two index fingers and it's all messed up because, I don't know, I type horribly, by the way, because of that. And they're like, oh really? I went to an escape room once and I used the typewriter there. Like, they had a display typewriter and I was just, like, playing with it. And then, get this, I was talking to someone in my homeroom class. Someone in my friend group. I was talking to someone in my friend group. I'm like, oh yeah, I got a typewriter. And my homeroom teacher's like, you know what? This might not have been my homeroom teacher, but I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna go along with the story and say it was my homeroom teacher because I don't really remember. But it was one of my teachers who said, oh really? I went to a escape room with my like son, and there was a typewriter there, and I was like, it was kind of fun. It made a nice sound. I'm like, no way! I think you're sharing the exact same experience with the first person I talked to. So yeah, that's that. Pretty fun. You don't like hear of things like a typewriter all the much, all the often. That's something that they say I don't know. You don't hear it about it or see it often. So it's not like something like refreshed my mind. Like, for whatever reason, when I was six, I really wanted a typewriter and I forgot about it all the way up until this year. And then my 13th birthday, my mom's friend texted her one day that she got a typewriter for her child, and the text was something along the lines of this. Like, I got a typewriter for my daughter, and it's not one of the ones where, like, it's, like, electric. It's one of the ones where you can actually see the wires. It's one of the antique, authentic typewriter machines. It's a Smith Corona, nice aqua blue. It types amazingly, and it's a really beautiful machine. And I'm like, wow. Oh my god, that sparked the idea again. That sparked it. And the second, I swear to god, the second I saw the picture, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's the dream. That's what I want to do. Super cool, super awesome, wow, that's just so awesome. Like, wouldn't it be so cool to actually have a typewriter and be able to type with it? That's awesome. So, continuing on. It was my 13th birthday. I had gotten some money for my birthday. And my mom's like, well, you could get a typewriter with the money you have. You can search eBay and try to find one for, like, I don't know, $70. Like, you could look for the same model, the Aqua Blue Smith Corona Corsair Deluxe, I think it was. So I did. That is exactly what I did. It took me a very long time to find the right one. Here's what I like to call the eBay fiasco, okay? You are in for a ride. This is the most insane thing that has ever happened. It probably isn't. I'm totally hyping up this story. It's not that great, but I'm going to tell it anyway. So I searched on eBay and I found this beautiful Aqua Blue Smith Corona Corsair Deluxe portable mechanical typewriter, and I'm like, that's the one. I saw it, and I'm like, that's the one. It was in gorgeous condition, as the pictures showed. So I'm like, wow, that's a nice one. Let me check the description. Usually when you're buying a machine that's 70 years old, it was about 60 years old. It was in the 60s, I think. So I would say about 60 years old or a little less. And typically, if you're going on eBay to buy an antique machine, you're going to want to see if there's issues or if it actually works. So that's what I was doing. I was searching through all these typewriters. And you know what? It's ridiculous because as I was going through the search, a lot of the typewriters, they look nice, they look gorgeous. They were being sold for $100, $150. And the description was like, oh, doesn't work, only for display or only for parts, non-functional, no ink, keys don't press, all keys stuck in place, sticky keys, very off-colored, severely scratched. Like, are you serious? And in their defense, they're probably like, well, it's an ancient machine. It's old. It's 60 years old. What do you expect? Why are you selling it? I don't know. Who would buy a typewriter for display? Like a pawn shop, maybe? But usually you want to sell stuff in a pawn shop. I don't know. I was confused. I thought it was throwing me off my search because, like, half the time I'd find these gorgeous typewriters that were being sold for parts or for display. And I don't know why you would buy a 70 to 60 year old machine for parts. Something, it just rings in my mind that may not be a good idea. Just saying. I'm not sure. Don't listen to me. I don't care. All right, whatever. I kept searching. I found this one, Smith Corona Corsair Deluxe Aqua Blue, and the description said seems to be working fine. And I'm like, well, that's the best description I've seen yet. I mean, at least it seems to be working fine. Like, my thought process there is that if you pick up a keyboard, just a regular old keyboard, and start typing on it, and you see words appear on your screen, you're like, yeah, it seems to be working. Like, that's a good notion, I would assume. Like, how do I put this into comparison? Like, let's say you drop a phone from 100 feet, okay? And you pick it up, and you're like, oh, yes, it actually turns on. It seems to be working. That's not good. if that's your seems to be working, that's not good. But the pictures, they look great. So, it led me to think, this is one of the situations where you pick up a regular old phone on the street that looks fine, open it, oh yeah, it turns on, the password works, oh cool, I can still touch it, wow, that's nice, okay, it works fine, seems to be working fine. So I took this as a good thought. Like, doesn't that make sense to you? Like, if something seems to be working fine, it's more like, oh yeah, I mean, this seems to be working okay, like, it's an old machine, it seems to be working just fine, doing its normal things. That's what I took that as. That's what makes sense, right? Anyway, we put an offer in for the typewriter, right? I think it was being listed for like 75, and I put an offer in for like 65 or something like that. Then they got back to me a couple days later, or maybe a day or two later. It took them a while to respond for some reason. And they said, this person, she said, oh, just so you know, the carriage doesn't return properly and it doesn't move properly. So you should just know that before buying. It says that in the description. And listen, I might be biased in the situation because I was the one who put the offer in and was like positioned in a wrong stance. Like I was the one in the wrong here. But when I looked at the description, seems to be working fine was the only sentence. I didn't see anything about a carriage. Just saying. So when she got back to me saying the carriage didn't work, I'm like, what do you mean by that? If like the key, you understand that we didn't say this, but the carriage is the most important part of a typewriter. You move it to type. You would just be typing in one location. If you've never seen a typewriter, it's a big old keyboard, and when you tap the letters, there's a little like row of metal lever things that have the letters on them. Your ink in the front rises up, the metal letters hit it and go on the paper. So you can look up a picture of a typewriter. When, let's say I tap the C key, right? A little metal C thing, a little metal stick will go up, hit an ink ribbon, hit a little line of ink, and then it'll hit the paper and you'll see a C. The carriage is supposed to move one character to the side every time you type a character, right? That makes sense. So I type the C key, the carriage moves a character. I type an A key, you can see it. I move, and the carriage moves on its own. R. You can, S, T, E, N, you keep going forever until the carriage beeps at the end, it goes ring, and then you move it to the left and start over, turn your page down, and there you go. That's how a typewriter works. If the carriage doesn't work, the typewriter doesn't work. You can't type if the carriage doesn't move, because if the carriage stays in one location, everything you type would stay in that one location. It wouldn't do anything. So I was first thinking it was one of these selling for display in part situations. Like, why would you sell it if it doesn't work? That's what I'm thinking. Anyway, this is where the unthinkable happens. This is the epitome of the, this is the climax of the eBay fiasco. We'll go with that. Guess what happened overnight? I said, well, okay, all right. She responded to me saying the carriage doesn't work. And I said, oh, okay, I'll pass on the offer. Now, I'm not great at eBay. I don't typically buy things off eBay. This was one of the first times. It was actually probably the second time I bought something off eBay. The camera was the other thing I bought off. My YouTube camera was the other thing I bought off eBay. Works perfectly fine. Great experience. They got to me fast. I had a good offer and they accepted it. It was wonderful. Great camera. I love it. No problems. I responded, okay, yeah, I'll pass. I'm not going to actually buy it anymore. Again, not great at eBay. I didn't know how to cancel my offer from there, but she got, just keep this in mind for a second. Yes, I made a mistake. Okay, the offer technically was still standing. Like, in her notifications, the offer was still there. Like, I didn't take down the offer, but I did send her a message saying I didn't want it. And she said, okay, no problem. Keep that in mind. Okay, no problem. You don't have to buy it anymore. That's all right. Yes, my offer was still there, but we did conversate and she confirmed, definitely saw it and said, no problem. I won't ship it to you. You won't buy it. It's all right. I wake up the next morning. It's shipped and it's on its way. What? What? Excuse me? So the payment went through. Because when you make an offer, you put your credit card number in. So if they accept it, the money already goes to your credit card. I was mind blown. I was just befuddled. I was baffled. I didn't understand. I was so confused. She accepted the offer. And yes, the offer was there. But it, okay. Yes, yes, yes. My eBay offer for $65 was indeed still, like, if she went into her notifications and looked up bids and offers, there would be one there for her listing. However, you don't have to, like, she, on her end, the only way that it would ship out and pay and send money and charge money to me is if she presses the button that says accept. That's the only way that happens, which means she got the message that said, I don't want to buy this, I'll pass. And she said, okay. And then she had to, at some point, press accept and charge me for that. Anyway, it arrived in about 5 days. So, of course, I was kind of excited. I'm like, well, I mean, I guess we'll see if the carriage really doesn't work. But we're going to return it. Like, we don't want this. We're going to return it nonetheless, no matter what happens. So I open the typewriter up. Beautiful machine. Looks gorgeous. Honestly, it's a beautiful condition. The carriage doesn't work one bit. Makes sense. It's completely loose. Like, if you picture it moving one character every time, you could move the carriage to the left and it would shoot all the way to the right. And then it would shoot all the way to the left. If you tried this type of character, the only way that it would make a sentence is if you moved the carriage manually. So we're like, okay, yeah, this is ridiculous. We said we didn't want this. It's at our house right now. We're returning that. So we got in contact with an eBay person about how this happened. And we needed a shipping, like, or a return thing created, and we didn't want to be charged for shipping because we didn't want the package. So they were on the phone for like 3 hours, and then they're like, oh yeah, we can do this, it's fine. And it was just insane. I mean, it was ridiculous. And we got in contact with the actual person, and they said that eBay told them they had to buy it, and that we pressed accept on our end, that we definitely wanted it. Like, basically, she told us that her notification said, all right, time to print out a shipping label. Your customer confirmed their payment, which we never did. It happened overnight at like 3 a.m. We never did that. Just saying. Also, no time zones. I think they were from New York. So I don't know. It was really crazy. Okay, whatever. So we returned the typewriter. At the same time, going back to the day that typewriter was shipped out, right? We didn't know that yet. So let's rewind back in time, okay? It's the night that I sent the message that we didn't want the typewriter. So I'm like, okay, I'll continue the search on eBay. Then, yeah, so that payment was over. That whole idea was gone. Let's look for another typewriter. So we found one, Smith Corona Corsair Deluxe, aqua blue. It looked nice. It was a nice condition typewriter, honestly. And the description this time definitely said it worked. It was like, this machine works properly. That's perfect. That's what we need. So we ordered that. And then, this makes it so much worse. When we woke up the next morning and saw that they had shipped it out already, like the one that we didn't want, now we had two typewriters coming to our house. And the one that we didn't want came in a few days. The one that we did want came in like a week and a half. So we ended up having two typewriters come to our house of the same model. Whatever. When we returned the one that we didn't want, finally the one that we did want arrived. However, the catch is, the one that we did want did not have typewriter ribbon. So we also bought typewriter ribbon on eBay, because it was the literal only one in the history of all ever that was made for that model. I think it was literally discontinued, because I searched everywhere. I did not find one. So I found one on eBay for like $20. Isn't that insane? It got there the same day, luckily, though, as this typewriter that we did want. So it took me about like an hour, and my hands were all inky and disgusting for me trying to figure out how to put the ink in. But I did, and the typewriter worked beautifully. Seemed to be all fine. Everything was going well. I could type, and it was good. All nice. All fun. This is great. I was happy, and I was typing away like a... I have no idea what I'm supposed to complete my simile with there. But I was typing away, and it was amazing. I felt like I was in another world. I brought a little corner desk thing up to my room. It's behind me right now. Hi, corner desk that I got a long time ago. I put the typewriter there. I got a stack of paper to the left of me. I have this little Minecraft light. Like, it's like a lamp that is a torch with one of those, like, redstone lamp things on top of it. And it's an actual lamp. So I put that next to it for just, I don't know, aesthetics. It looks pretty great. And this desk has, like, a plug in the back. So I could put the lamp in that. I could like charge my phone. It was wondrous. It was a good time. I was typing for like a few hours, honestly, all the way into like 9 p.m. So I typed like nine papers of things on this. And for some reason, I really like typing song lyrics on, like, not my, like a random, like, songs that I like. I'll like typing out the lyrics, like, line by line, the way it is written. Like, if you go into Apple Music and just pick a random song, and you can press view full lyrics, it separates them by, like, you know, verse and chorus and stuff. So I like typing that out, like, in its order and stuff. It looks really nice. And I title at the top, like, it'll say like Space Oddity, David Bowie, and then a line down, it starts, and then at the end it's like written by David Bowie, typed by Carson Leprey. That's just the thing. I don't know, it's fun. That's what I mainly do with my typewriter now. It's awesome, really fun hobby and pastime. It's a good thing I've done it. Today I typed something, actually. I typed a Tame Impala song. It was good. It was fun. So yeah, this blue typewriter was in my room. I was typing away. It was great. And listen, it's not like it's the best quality in the world. Like, it didn't look great, but that's what you expect, because it's not like you're typing on a Word document and then printing it out from your Mac. Like, when you're typing on an actual typewriter with these metal things that hit ink ribbons and then, you know, from there, literally place on the paper, it's not the cleanest looking letter in the world, but I was okay with that. I just didn't have a problem with it. It was more of the experience, as I decided. So, long story short, I finished typing like a ninth thing, and then all of a sudden it broke down. Couldn't type anymore. The carriage got stuck. Nothing moved. It was horrible, and it was so depressing. I was actually so sad. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not dealing with this. If this is the same problem, I'm done. I'm going to bed. I'm waking up in the morning, and we'll revisit this tomorrow. So I revisited it tomorrow, the next day, and it was broken. It was so sad. There's a little string that moves the carriage, kind of. It's like a big string in the back. You can kind of take apart the typewriter to see it, and it's all messed up. It, like, broke and got tangled, so I had to cut it off. And also, this typewriter is, like, built into a case, so you can't get to the internals and the machinery of it for a very long, without a very long process of just, like, taking out little tiny screws and lifting giant pieces of machinery. So I eventually did that. I did that whole process. It took me forever to find instructions. Again, on another random Reddit thread that I found. And I found out that, wow, there was absolutely nothing I can do. I don't know what string to replace this with or where it goes, because I can't find any instructions online. So we kind of gave up, and it was super depressing. It's in my closet right now, and it didn't work. So long story short, I've probably said that maybe 4 times this episode, but whatever. I waited about a month and nothing happened. It was fun. I loved having the typewriter. And honestly, like, every day passed and I was searching. I was trying to find that feeling again. It was just so much fun. Like, typing on the typewriter and just typing out the song lyrics. Like, I wanted to do it so bad again. Like, I wanted it so bad. I just wanted it. But I don't know. I was, like, so sad. I'm like, dang, like, that was my chance. Like, I had a cool typewriter and it was fun. And I had a little dedicated space for it, and I could just type, and it was fun, it was cool, and it was, like, cool to just see it happen, like, live, like, typing these things. It was just there, and I could just take it out whenever I wanted, and it was done. It was just fun. I don't know. It looked awesome. It was cool. And it was just, like, I don't know, it was just, like, taking a nice time travel back to the 60s and living that life for a little bit. It was a good time. So I searched for that feeling. I had the urge to keep typing stuff, and I couldn't, and it was depressing. So I was, like, researching. I'm like, what do I do in this situation now? And as a family, we decided we're not gonna get another typewriter that's, like, 60 years old, because if that was a problem with the parts, then maybe it's just because it was so old and it hadn't been used as much as it was that day for a long time. So we kind of gave up from there. We're like, if we're gonna get a typewriter, we're gonna get a newer typewriter. But I personally think that newer typewriters don't really exist, because, like, they're kind of just computers now. There are, like, 2 typewriter brands that are still making typewriters, but they're, like, sometimes at Michael's, and they're random, like, foreign brands that, honestly, the parts are just as bad on those machines. So, yeah, we gave up on that, and we waited a long time. And then one day, we went to the thrift store, and I like our thrift store. It's kind of on the highway, like, 10 minutes away from us. It's a good time. They have a lot of random stuff there. They have a lot of clothes, and they also have some really horrible paintings. I own 3 of them. I own 3 paintings from that thrift store. There's a whole aisle of kitchen utensils. In the back, there's a computer section. There's, like, a big section of, like, large toys. And what I mean by that is, like, bikes and like, rocking horses, kind of, if that makes sense. Then they have, like, appliances, like, blenders and like, movies, other random, like, knickknacks, and then there's, like, an expensive section where there's, like, I don't even know what is even there. It's like, locked off. What do they have? I think they maybe had, like, a VR headset once. I don't know who donates that to a thrift store, but you know what? You do you. Probably, like, a bucket of coins, so it's kind of like a gamble. Like, you sell a bucket of coins for $100, and you can possibly make your money back, but that's too much of a risk. I don't know, like, jewelry, that's expensive, apparently, in that section. Anyway, I just explained to you the layout of my thrift store, but it'll come in handy. So we walk into the thrift store, and I'm, like, looking around, and I stumble upon the computer section in the back left, and I'm like, hold on a second, I've seen some keyboards here in the past. Maybe, just maybe, there will be a typewriter. Sure enough, there indeed was a typewriter. So I had one goal set in mind. I'm going to that computer section. I'm finding a typewriter. Now listen, it is not a manual typewriter, the typewriter that I have. Manual typewriters are where the ink ribbon rises and the little metal thing, as I was saying before, hits the ribbon and places onto the paper. Electric typewriters are a little different. It's no, like, Huh. I don't know how to exactly explain how an electric typewriter works, because I'm being honest, I don't know. Like, you plug it into a wall. It's more like from the 80s and 90s, I think. But you plug it into a wall, and as you type letters, like, there is no carriage on an electric typewriter. Instead of the carriage moving character by character, inside of the actual, like, keyboard, there's a little ribbon holder thing that moves to the right as you type, if that makes any sense. So you put your paper in, and then there's this little plastic U-shaped thing that has ribbon across it, and it moves to the right, and then maybe, let me go look at it right now. I'm going to tell you how it works. Yeah, okay, so attached to this ribbon canister holder containment thing, there's a little metal wheel, like a little metal circle that has every letter. So let's say I press the letter A. This circle moves to the letter A, and then it presses against that ribbon there and goes on the paper. And for whatever reason, it's like so much cleaner and nicer, and the letters look so much better. It looks a lot more professional on an electric typewriter. And I honestly think, like, a lot of people would not buy an electric typewriter coming from a manual typewriter, because they would think, like, oh, it's not the authentic experience anymore. You know, it's not as old. But I think that's personally for the best. I think that's good, because, you know, then it has less likely chance of breaking. So that's fine. That was good. Good choice. I love it. It's a super fun time. The first thing I typed, unironically, I don't even know. It's not ironic or unironic. I don't even know why I just decided to use that word. But since I was talking about it before, I guess coincidentally, that's the word, was Space Oddity by David Bowie. And it looked so nice. I still have the paper somewhere. So I replaced the spot where my blue typewriter was, and I put my electric typewriter there. And let me tell you what it is. It's a Brother. Like, I don't know if you've ever had a Brother label maker, or they make, like, sewing machines. They make, like, I don't even know, a bunch of stuff. It's a Brother Correctronic. Wait. Yes, okay. Brother Correctronic 140 electric typewriter. And luckily, when we were at the thrift store, you could test it out. You could, like, plug it into a wall, and it actually did turn on well. It worked well, had ink in it, which was amazing, because each ink canister, like, types, like, 70,000 characters or something like that. So that was fun. We brought it home. It was a good time. It works extremely well. I cleaned it up, and I, like, used, like, Clorox wipes because it was kind of dusty, and it looks honestly fantastic right now. I didn't even explain to you the best part of this purchase. See how I bought my manual typewriter for, like, $60? Guess what price I bought this electric typewriter that works so well, it looks beautiful, and it types, like, so consistently. Guess how much? I'm going to give you 10 seconds to guess a price, okay? I'm going to give you 10 seconds right now. Okay, that was 10 seconds. Did you put a guess in? Maybe $30? Nope. $1. $0.99. $1.00. $1 for this typewriter. Honestly, best steal of my entire life. I use this typewriter almost daily. It's a fun part of my day. And if I'm bored, I'll just stick up to use the typewriter. It's so much fun for $1. It was the best purchase of my entire life. And let me tell you, it works so well. Unfortunately, because I'm just horribly unlucky with every purchase I've ever made, everything goes wrong always, and I always need customer service. It's always so stupid. Something goes wrong always. I'm extremely unlucky. We haven't even gotten to that yet. Maybe I should do an episode on that. All of the times I've been unlucky. You know what? I started recording that episode like a month or two ago, and I never finished because it made me too sad how unlucky I was. Anywho, for whatever reason, it was almost similar to the blue typewriter incident where I typed a lot on one day, and then the little ink canister ribbon thing on this electric typewriter got all tangled on the inside and stopped working. Like, you couldn't type with it anymore, but no issue. We were planning to get more ink anyway. It's not as expensive. It's like $10. We were going to get more ribbon anyway because we didn't know how much has been typed on that anymore or if it still had that much life in it, whatever. It doesn't matter. So we bought one, and it arrived in like 2 weeks. Unluckily, again, it was wrong. Wrong ink. It wasn't for the Brother 140. It was for the Brother, like, 340. Maybe that was my fault. Probably was. Really sad, really depressing. So it was like slightly too big to fit where the where it goes on the typewriter. So that was depressing. Waited another 2 weeks for the right ink. But guess what? All is fine. All is well. Silent night. Wait, what do they say in Silent Night? Sorry. Like Silent Night, holy light. All is good. All is right. All is well. All is right. I don't know. All is well. All is right. My typewriter works beautifully now. I use it a lot. The ink is fine. It is probably going to last for a long time. Now, something interesting about this typewriter, too, is that it has, like, an ability to put a correcting ink, which is just, like, white ink, I think. So you can actually, like, press a little correct button, and it'll go over your mistakes and, like, white it out, which I think is super cool. But I don't have that. I just don't find a need. It's fine anyway. I make a lot of mistakes on it, but I've kind of come to just realize that it doesn't matter. And I don't know, on a Word document on my computer, you can delete whatever you want, but on there, it's more fun because it's more of a challenge. It's like, it's a game almost. When you go to type on your typewriter, you're literally entering this game and challenge to actually not mess up every 5 seconds. And I've gotten really, really good at it. But as I was saying, my typing is all messed up. You're supposed to type with your fingers on the F and J and use your other fingers. Like I type with my two index fingers and just go like, so yeah, probably not great, but that's what I do, unfortunately. Now, but you know what, it's all right, it's all good. So yeah, that's my typewriter, and I'll give you some ASMR sounds at the end to see so you can hear what it sounds like, because it sounds super cool. I do want to tell one final story though. I went to a thrift store called Savers when I was in Rhode Island with my cousin Kim, who's been on the podcast like 3 times now. Been on some of my YouTube videos. While you're at it, go subscribe to his channel Bonesy. And go watch our collab video called 2020 Sucks that we made in, you guessed it, 2020. Yeah, so we went to a thrift store and we actually found a typewriter like all the way in the back, because for whatever reason, this thrift store was set up like mostly clothes, and then to the right was like toys and furniture. So they had like whole couches and chairs, and there was like a weird mannequin head, and then a beautiful typewriter. It was an electric typewriter. It was gray and black, and we're like, that is awesome. I'm gonna buy it. I texted my mom and she's like, oh yeah, that's cool. It's a electric word processor. And I'm like, typewriter, right? And she's like, yeah, it's a typewriter. You should buy it. It's cool. Don't miss out on that opportunity. I'm like, yeah, I agree. Because like my cousin and my brother and my sister were with me, and they're like, nah, don't buy that. It's probably not gonna work. And I texted my mom, she's like, yeah, you should buy it. So we put it in our cart, and my cousin was like, when we get home, we're putting a piece of paper in this typewriter and we're going to use it and we're going to see if it works, because we are buying this and I doubt that it works, but whatever. If we buy this, then we're going home immediately and we're seeing if it works. Unfortunately, we did not end up buying it because it is an electric typewriter and needed a plug, and the plugs are really weird and nowhere to be found online. And if you can guess, it did not come with a plug. So that was fun. That was great. All dandy and all. But I guess that was the first time I ever saw an electric typewriter. And maybe, like, that was right before when my mom's friend bought her daughter a typewriter. So it was almost like I had seen that electric typewriter and wanted to buy it. And then when my mom's friend bought her daughter the typewriter, it sparked. I'm like, oh my God, maybe I should do that. Like, that's the exact typewriter. I've never known what kind of typewriter to get. And I don't know how typewriters work. I've never research them. Maybe this is my chance. And you know, seems like they know a lot about typewriters, so maybe I should know a lot about typewriters. And that's what sparked the whole thing. Forgot to mention that earlier, but hey, why not mention at the end? So as I said, I wasn't gonna do this for an hour. It's been about 40 minutes. Whatever, I don't even care. It was a good episode. I hope you enjoyed me talking about typewriters for a long time, and now enjoy the sequence of sounds that my typewriter makes. Thank you. Hope you enjoyed. Okay, goodbye. Have a nice day.